This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today's wintry weather could bring a few inches of snow to the mountains and maybe a dusting in the Denver metro area. Forecasters say the storm system could be especially good for the San Juan Mountains. Denver and Colorado Springs will get really cold, with lows near zero tonight and highs on Saturday barely reaching the double digits. Colorado Springs saw an apartment building spree last year. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the area still lags, though, far behind its goals.
A recent report from the city says the Pikes Peak region is close to 30,000 housing units behind its goal. Colorado Springs Housing Solutions Manager Katie Sunderland says it's a daunting task.
Most years we haven't met the target number of permits that we need to even start to really close this gap.
Nevertheless, apartment construction was a bright spot last year. More than twice as many apartment units were permitted for construction in 2025 than the year before. 4,000 new apartments opened up and 4,500 remain under construction. However, permits to build new single-family homes fell 1%. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Meanwhile, this year's count of people in El Paso County experiencing homelessness gets underway starting Sunday. The annual point-in-time survey counts people in shelters as well as those who are unsheltered. It's required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Findings are usually announced in the summer. Last year saw a 34% increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness in the region compared to 2024. This is CPR News.